Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. I am your host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by the new film that we're working on called Buck Breaking. You can go to buckbreakingmovie.com to get involved with the Kickstarter campaign. That's buckbreakingmovie.com. Definitely get involved because this is going to be a fly documentary. This is going to be the follow-up after Hidden Colors 5. Hidden Colors 5 is going to be out this summer, and then we're going to go right into production for Buck Breaking. So I definitely want the family to get involved with that. And we've been gone for a minute, but we're back, and we have our co-host here. We have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
Hey, Tariq. How are you?
How has your vacation been?
It's been nice. It's been nice. Just resting up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. And over here, we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
I am existing right now. I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, man. Things is real heavy right now. Things are real heavy. And we're going to open up the phone lines pretty soon because I want to hear from the family. A lot of folks are tuning in now right here live. But, you know, as we all know, our brother Nipsey Hussle, he passed because he was executed a couple of days ago. And the video that we filmed here when he was here, it's going viral. Where he was talking about Dr. Sebi and talking about a whole bunch of different stuff. And, you know, he was a real deep brother. We loved him. Everybody loved that brother. And this is a tragedy. This is, a lot of people are very pained by this. For somebody so thorough and somebody so loved to go out like this. But, you know, we've been talking about this for the last couple of days on my other broadcast. But we just found out. What did we find out today, Bree?
Apparently they caught his killer.
And we use caught. We use caught in air quotes.
Loosely.
Very loosely. Caught.
It was. If you guys seen the video footage of Nipsey Hussle's alleged shooter getting captured, it just looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
The police are very, like, dainty with him, lightly putting him in the police car. Nothing crazy. I mean, we get bullied on a traffic ticket harder than what they're doing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it looks real fishy. And you know what's not sitting well with me, Tariq? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the fact that some people are saying, oh, it's disrespectful to, you know, say that this is a conspiracy theory. But how is that disrespectful when Nipsey was making a documentary? Nipsey was doing a lot of different things.
Right.
So why would that be so far-fetched when his killer was working with the government?
Right. His
and
was
a known snitch? So why is that so far-fetched?
Now, a lot of people saying that some of these people sound like some type of agents themselves when they try to deter people from looking into a conspiracy of our brother's death. To just kind of dismiss it as gang violence or just a nigga hating, I'm looking beyond outside of the box.
Yeah, because that happens too, but also,
yeah, of course.
The government does go for people as well, so
absolutely.
Why would we leave that out?
Absolutely.
Niggas do be hating,
exactly.
But the government do too.
And we're talking about a person, this guy, Eric Holder, a.k.a. Shitty Loke, or Shitty Cuz. This guy's a known informant. So this guy is known to have worked with law enforcement. So this is not us jumping out the window here. It's not a leap to see that if a person is already working with law enforcement, what else would law enforcement have them do? Law enforcement has you by the nuts if you're working with them.
Right. He's cooning for law.
Exactly.
Why is that far-fetched? Yeah.
So go ahead, Bree.
Just the fact that he was able to get away from Crenshaw and Slauson at 3 or 4 p.m. on a Sunday after shooting somebody.
Yeah.
How the hell did he get out that parking lot?
Exactly.
How do you get away to the point that they are now looking for you? Like, you are a sus. That should have been taken care of immediately. That's how you know.
Exactly. Something was going
on. Yeah, this is outside of him hating. He might have been one of Nipsey's homeboys. He might have been a nigga that was hating. He might have got snapped on by Nipsey that day because that's a part of the story. But at the end of the day, who got him by the nuts, Tariq?
Yeah, the law enforcement.
Right. And where was he caught, Tariq?
Hey, guess what? He was caught, according to reports, outside of a mental facility in Bellflower.
Now, who would tell him to do that?
This dude was caught outside of a mental facility.
A mental facility.
In Bellflower. This stinks to high hell, man.
What rolling 60s is going to go do that?
Yeah, something ain't right with this. And we know, and I talked about this the other day, that, you know, word on the street was the guy was supposed to have had mental issues. okay, this guy's an informant with mental issues. He did a high-profile murder in broad daylight and eluded police for 48 hours.
Eluded police, got in the car with his supposed girlfriend.
Right.
Calm enough for her not to even know the shooting happened.
That's what she said, yeah.
What type of fucking, what type of, like, y'all don't think, what do y'all think? They just take us to be idiots.
Man, yeah, he's still alive. Family, does this sound any way remotely logical? The way we're being told this happened.
The way this story is coming out. And I don't even, like, even from jump when they said it was gang related. Like, you just jumped out the window and said this man was shot on some gang related. When the last time you heard about a gang related crime in LA? On like the news.
That. Like that. I mean, there's dudes, they bang, but not nothing high profile like this.
Not to this level.
And right, and not
in
just
a long time.
Right, and just the way it was carried out.
Yeah.
The way it was carried out was on some straight up military style execution. There were some people saying, hey man, y'all said he was the military. No, the hell we didn't. Right, when y'all see people style. Say that, these are some COINTELPRO Negroes in the chat room and in the comment section.
Right.
Trying to spin the narrative. We never said it was the military. We said that it was some military style killing, which it was. If you look at the video, he made sure he was dead. He was on the ground and he kept shooting and made sure to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, he went back and forth.
So this was an execution. Yeah. Even when you bang or whatever, you try to send a message, but to make sure that somebody's dead in broad daylight.
To stand there, yeah, and risk your whole life to make sure he's dead.
This ain't right. This ain't normal. And y'all know it's not normal.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
Most cases, they would have shot him and just ran away and not went back.
Absolutely.
Because they too scared.
Exactly.
Right.
But
right.
You went back three times.
Yeah, he went back three times.
Because he's covered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This dude was just like, whatever. Let me go back again. Then he went back and kicked Nipsey.
Yeah.
And then this dude just disappeared for 2 days.
Right.
And popped up in Bellflower at a damn mental institution.
Right.
He got to be a paid assassin.
Dude.
Right.
For you to be that damn good. It's video cameras everywhere. And another thing, video cameras could not work, but it's a video camera to the scene.
It's too many cameras. I mean, there's cameras all over.
Cameras.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's all over the city. For them to not know what this dude was. This sound like this dude was helped.
Ass video.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I know Nipsey and him probably have got into it. But still, that does not negate the fact that he's working with law enforcement.
Right, of course.
That's the crazy part.
Of course.
Did y'all hear what Pusha T said
what'd he say?
He tweeted, I'm going to just go into a little bit, but he said at the end of his tweet, he said, white supremacists at its finest couldn't have done something this terrible.
And that's another thing. A lot of black folks are so fast, and not just him, just a lot of black people, they're so quick to just dump on other black folks because trying to make this a black on black crime thing. Again, and I've said in a video, that nigga don't represent none of us.
Nope.
Just because somebody does something stupid, we don't have to claim and own that. That's stupid shit is going to happen. We don't have to own that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I'm looking outside of the box. For him to get away with doing something like that and he's still alive and they're soft shoeing with this guy, I'm going to ask questions. I'm not just going to go into the, hey, we need to do better. I ain't doing that. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Yes, Flex.
Hey, what's up, man? Who is this?
This is Tay from Ohio, man.
What's on your mind, brother?
Brother, I just want to say you changed my life and everything real quick, but this Nipsey stuff got me messed up. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I listen to you, bro, and I know this was some white.
Okay.
I felt it, bro. I grew up in the hood. I made it out and everything like that. But I'm saying, like, I was thinking, like, Apple and I, like, bro, Seth Rogen. We can't keep letting them get away with getting our stuff. We need to start navigating back, man. Fuck, forget all that, man. We need to start navigating back, bro. Like, seriously, for real.
I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain. But thanks for the call. Let me get some LA folks. Let me get LA folks. All my LA folks, the number is 818-850-5404. The number is 818-850. I hate that this phone line does this. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello, what's up? What's up? What's up, champ? How you doing?
What's up? Who's this?
It's Tyrone. I'm coming from the city, y'all.
I talked to you the other day, didn't I, Tyrone?
Not this one. I used to call in. It's my first time calling. Long time listener.
Okay, so what's on your mind, man? Let's chime in, brother. What's up?
Okay, right. We're from the city, kind of affiliated a little bit. You know what I mean? We already kind of knew what was going on, but we still have to mention that was potentially his artist. And remember, they have another marathon store that was supposed to open down the street.
Okay.
It never opened up. So that's one. Now, with the police and everything, with the city being all hot and everything and whatnot, tensions is hot. It's not going to go down. We talk about, like you already mentioned, family's going to get hit.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get hit.
Yeah.
Lucky he turned himself, or whatever the case may be. It does seem fishy a little bit, but we have to take it for what it is. You know, said it was on some dumb shit. And it's not going to be taken lightly.
Right.
But how you doing, Layla? You know what I'm saying? Bree, how you doing? Hey,
but we can't negate the fact, man. How does nigga elude law enforcement if it's just some dumb? He's dumb and just did this on a whim. How does dude elude law enforcement like that for days like that and this wasn't planned?
Well, definitely correct. But we see how he came through the alley. Like remember what the homie said the other day? He came through the alley. And with his broad waiting there with the cameras at the shell, they had the whole license plate. Like, there's a lot of little factors in here that, you know, they, I don't know if they're trying to play this shit closely, how it play out, however the fuck it's going to go, but we already knew. They already know.
People, they ain't selling me on how this dude just disappeared from the green earth. Nobody knew where this dude was for 2 days. Look, he just, from that area, you know that area, Crenshaw, Slauson, man, there's cameras everywhere.
Exactly.
All over the
correct
place,
well,
man.
I think they was trying to get his family and moms and everybody, because everybody's, ain't nobody safe.
Yeah.
I think they was trying to round up everybody, get them in safe places, et cetera, because like you said, two people already got hit.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man, but thank you for the call, brother. Thank you so much.
Okay,
right.
Bro.
See, nobody.
It makes me mad that even people from his neighborhood is believing this.
Right, because nobody, when I start asking how this nigga got away, nobody can explain that.
How?
Right.
That's
right.
All I know about all the other shit. I know about dumb shit or whatever, exactly. But how did this nigga get away like
how
that?
How did you get away?
That's what I want to know.
Tariq, what's up? Go.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
It's Marcus from Philly.
What's up, Marcus? How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. Good show, man. This thing dates back way back, you know, to the Marcus Garvey, to the Malcolm X's days. These assassinations, man, because when you got a brother like Nip, he was out there trying to put information out there that could have exposed the government, that could expose, you know, the corruption of medicine, expose the corruption of government. I mean, they had something like they did Dr. Sebi.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing. The attacks will keep going on, and that's why we need to keep this fight going on for Nip and try to get that documentary out and expose the government for being what they are. They assassinated. That man was assassinated. It was helped by the police. It was helped by the federal government. Everything that you can, that we know about what happened to, you know, Fred Hampton, what happened to Malcolm X, you know, what they tried to do to Huey back in the day, what they tried to do to Mumia Abu-Jamal. These things are all set up by government, from the state, the local, to the feds. People need to look deeper than just some Bloods and Crip thing or Crip and Crip thing or some artist being, you know, frustrated. That's bullshit. All at the end of the day, Nip was doing some great things for people in general, for black people in particular, and people really need to open their eyes about this thing and really investigate it and analyze the situation more deeper than what the mainstream white racist news media is putting out there. And Tariq, keep doing what you do. You and the sisters out there, keep doing what y'all do. Put the information out there. Saturate the black community. Saturate anybody that want to wake up to the truth of what's going on in this world. White supremacy needs to be shut down, and he's a victim of that. And Nip, you know, put him up there on the level of some of the. He was out there. He did his work through his whole life, man. Appreciate what you're doing, bro. I'm calling from Philly. You know, So okay.
Thank you so much for the call, bro.
Be strong, man.
No doubt.
All power. Right on.
We'll turn the lines off for a minute. But yeah, man, what do y'all think about that, brother, right there?
That's the energy I got.
Real talk.
No bullshit.
But why is nobody talking about the fact that 2 days before the shooting, Nipsey Hussle, DJ Khaled, and John Legend did a huge video shoot in Inglewood, right?
Yeah.
So Nipsey got word that, you know, somebody was trying to get him. Somebody, big homie, somebody told him. And so on the video shoot, they had 10 armed guards, shut down a whole garage because they didn't want no regular civilians coming in and out the garage. They did all of that 2 days before.
Oh, damn.
Because Nipsey got some type of warning that somebody wanted to do something. However, he got that information.
And the funny thing to me about Nip is that the way he move around this town, like he don't move around this town like he's in any danger.
Right.
You know, like right. The times that I've seen him out, he be with his homies like most right. dudes be, but he ain't moving like I need real security or no armed
like
guard.
Even when he came here, he was just chilling.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
He didn't bring security here, did he?
No. He brought one of his homies.
Yeah, his homies and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, because he had so much love in the city. He's done so much in the city. And you know, when this is where you live, you know, you feel you should be able to move around and just be comfortable doing what you do.
Right.
Exactly. You did? So that raises a red flag.
Yeah, because nobody's talking about that.
Yeah.
About the fact that they had all these guards, but then he could just be on Crenshaw and get shot so easily. But yet at the video shoot, it was high alert. But it was really for him. It wasn't for DJ Khaled. It wasn't for John Legend. It was for him.
Yeah.
Very strange.
But this man alluded.
Yeah.
But we got to understand. And again, we know, and from the very beginning, when we're out there at the Marathon store right after the shooting, we already knew, you know, that it was somebody from the neighborhood who carried out the actual shooting. We knew that. We already knew that. We knew what set they were from. We knew that. We just didn't know who they were working with, and we still don't know. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to just chop it up to gang violence, because the authorities, they do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm somebody who they conspired and ran up in my damn house.
Yep.
Okay? I'm telling you what the hell I know.
Right. Yep.
They will do little stuff. They done ran up in my house. So I don't trust nothing they say. I don't trust nothing they do. I know what they're capable of.
Yep.
And the fact that this dude, Eric Holder, a.k.a. Shitty Loke, is a known informant. Everybody knows that this guy's an informant. Nipsey knew he was an informant. So let's ask questions, guys. Number one, why was this guy, who's an informant, why was he all trying to get all close up to Nipsey like that?
Right.
And Nipsey had to go ahead and push him off. Now that Nipsey outed this dude as an informant, all of a sudden this dude does a brazen act like this. So who is this dude working with? We know he's an informant. He's working with the police. So how deep is his involvement with the damn police? The dude is a known killer. We're talking facts here. So if you're working with police and you're a known killer and you walking around free, and I heard the dude just got out.
Yeah, just got out.
That's what I heard. Mm. You got to ask questions. So there might be a conspiracy. Let's not just say, oh, that's just we black folks ain't shit. No,
that's
your
the first
coonery.
Thing they do, they go find somebody that look like you to do
of
it.
Of course.
They're not going to send no white what?
They're acting like a white boy going to pull up on
that's
you.
What exactly, I'm saying.
A white man walking up to Nipsey on Crenshaw and Slauson in the middle of the day. You don't think somebody, they're going to immediately squib.
Exactly.
Like, hold on.
Exactly.
Of course they're going to pick your kind. Of course they're going to show you what they've been pushing the whole time, all this black on black crime, and it's really not us, and y'all don't understand that.
Yeah.
And
it's not us the way they say it is.
And the day before, well, the day after the killing, there was supposed to be a meeting that Nipsey was supposed to have with the LAPD. The LAPD said it was about curbing gang violence. I heard something different, and they asked me not to say. But I heard it wasn't quite, it was something else. It was something else much deeper. But the people who told me wanted me to chill on that. So I just wanted to put that out there, that little meeting that he was supposed to have with LAPD the day after the shooting happened. Let me get some more calls. The phone lines, 818-850-5404. Again, 818-850-5404. LA people, I want my LA people to call up. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what you're hearing. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? It's G from South Central Los Angeles.
Hey, G, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. As good as I can be.
I feel you. What you hearing out there on the streets, man?
Well, let me first say that what I'm going to say is credible. Like, I'm from South Central. My family is deeply connected in the political scene as well, not just the streets. So I know what I'm talking about. For one, the guy that was released who did the shooting, allegedly, he had been coming around about a week before. So it wasn't like he just showed up that day like they're trying to say.
Okay.
He'd already been trying to get to Nipsey. Two, I want people to be careful with this whole narrative like the police are caring about Nipsey or whatever. Actually, they have been targeting him for a while, been harassing his store.
Yes.
Just look it up on YouTube. You can see it. There's a big connection there.
Yep.
Actually, a lot of stuff that's been put out has been false about, you know, him trying to stop gang violence and youth violence. A lot of that stuff has been false.
Yep.
So I want people to stop moving towards, you know, just some street thug who pops up 48 hours later at a mental institution when they gave him a 36-hour head start, because as soon as he pulled off the alleyway, they knew his make, model of the car, because his camera's on every stoplight.
Exactly.
And so they didn't give us a make, model for 36 hours. Made no sense. They knew exactly what to do. And then he pops up out of nowhere back at the mental institution that they tried to put out and say he came from in the first place. So it's a lot of stuff that just doesn't add up. So our brother Nipsey, a lot of people from out of town are talking about governmental pharmacy, but they don't understand the real work he's been doing in the community of L.A. and that the higher-ups have actually been targeting him for different things he's been doing in the community. Not, you know, not a big governmental conspiracy, but he's been having a major impact and derailing certain things and policies that they have been trying to implement in that area. So I'm glad you brought up
the fact that they've been harassing his store. The police had been harassing his store for a minute, and a lot of folks don't know that.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, it's documented, too. You can actually look it up on YouTube where they show footage of the police just coming in and harassing for no reason. There wasn't any type of violence or anything. And then they're spinning this narrative that everything connected to Nipsey is violence. So even with at his memorial, when I know for a fact it was peaceful, then all of a sudden they say that some guy randomly pulls out a gun. I mean, it was peaceful, nothing but love up there at his memorial. And now everything you see in the news is, oh, Nipsey Hussle, Virgil, violent breaks out, violent, people stab. So you have to be very careful for the okie doke. Everything they connect into this area now is violence, violence,
exactly.
Violence. What are we going to do? So we have to watch that. And I just want to put that out to the people that we got to stop being afraid, because that's really fear when they start saying, oh, it's not no conspiracy, just some dusty nigga. They're saying that because they don't want to look at the reality of that. We've been under attack and this has been happening. And so they want to just chalk it up to something that they know that makes no sense. But don't be afraid, like you said. You know that we've been at war. They took this brother out. You understand? And now that means that all of us have to sit here and figure out how we're going to counterbalance what they've been doing to us. So don't be afraid to stand up and commend what you guys are doing and putting it out there, because that's risky in itself. But what else are we going to do? We can't sit down and cry. So we got to sit out here, get out here and get it popping. So appreciate what y'all are doing.
I appreciate you, G, man. Thanks for the call, brother. Man, good call, man. This is why, you see why I want LA people to call up, because see, you got a lot of people who are not from here trying to comment and talk about what ain't happening, and you don't know what the hell you talking about.
Right, you're not here.
You ain't here. We know. We trying to tell y'all what's going on with this thing. And like my brother has said, man, they've been harassing Nipsey at the store. Let me tell y'all something. Out there in that area, they've been trying to get us up out the mix anyway. Trying to get black folks up out of there, because, you know, they're building a stadium out there. They've been trying to gentrify that area. What better way than to just swoop everybody out by saying, okay, look, there's gang violence. Let's just get a large mass amount of these people up out of here. Let's get a high police presence out here and start moving people up out of here. And you got somebody like Nipsey telling people to buy up the hood.
Yep.
This is somebody influencing folks to buy real estate here. He's telling people specifically, don't sell your stuff.
Yep.
Get as much property as possible.
Open your businesses. Yep.
So these are facts. They've been harassing this brother. Now you got an informant, somebody who's working with the police, going up there trying to get buddy-buddy with Nip. Nip is pushing him away, and all of a sudden this dude does a damn execution-style killing, gets a 36-hour head start, bounces, and then pops up at a goddamn mental institution today, and we ain't supposed to say, hey, this shit is weird?
The police probably thought that was a perfect opportunity. Like, oh, you just got in an argument with the nigga. So he probably ran to the police, got the gun from them, and they said, this is the perfect time.
Oh, Lord, with Layla ass.
This is the perfect time.
Lord, Layla with
real.
The police. With the police was sending the van somewhere.
Oh, Layla with the niggas playing.
For real. I'm saying.
Man, but again, this is some stuff we really got to question. Let me get some more calls. Let me get some of my LA folks up in here, man. The phone number, 818.
Even with them saying that they were shooting at his
Oh yeah, yo, I'ma get on that. Remind me of that. I hate this line. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? It's Chris, Southern California.
Hey, Chris, how are you, brother?
I'm good, man. I just want to say it's tragic what happened to Nipsey Hussle.
Yes, sir.
But I think that if we use this in the same way like the Haitian Revolution happened and Dessalines died and Toussaint died, but over time, the Haitian Revolution still happened and their deaths didn't happen in vain. I feel like if we take what happened to Nipsey and we use that, then we can get the diaspora out of what we're going through.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. He kind of lost me on that one. you lost me a little bit on that one, but okay. All right. You know, people feel the way they feel. Let me get my LA people to call up. But you made a good point, Bree. Let me turn this off for a second. About they had a vigil. Was it last night?
Yeah.
They had a little memorial at the Marathon store. A lot of people are going to the store, and I think somebody dropped a bottle or something, and they said there was gunshots and people got stabbed. And all of that, those were lies. They said that people got shot. Yeah, nobody got shot. Nobody got stabbed.
RZA went on his live. I think he was down there. RZA?
Last night?
Yeah, he was down there because he was on his live, and he went down there, and he kind of explained what happened. And yeah, he said none of those things happened.
And I was over there the night that it happened. And when I tell y'all, it was crowded. It was traffic. Everything was back. Traffic was like a parking lot. But when I tell y'all, folks wasn't doing nothing but out there, you know, celebrating this man. They out there sitting on their car smoking. They out there joking and laughing and talking and remembering that there was no violence whatsoever. There was no ill will upon nobody. People were sad.
Yeah.
But they was down there kicking it for him.
Absolutely.
Like, he probably would have wanted him to. Yeah. Like, people on them lowrider bikes, they was out there blasting his music. Nothing but love. So I can't see how a day would make a difference.
Yeah.
And now people getting stabbed and stampeded and fucking shot.
Yeah.
Control media.
The fact that so many people that have platforms have said the opposite of anything that we're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
So many different people that have platforms and black people, a lot of people follow them and listen to them and hang on to their every word, are going with what media is putting out. And I just don't even understand. Like, you have to think logically for yourself.
They're thinking on a surface level, Bree.
Yeah.
They're thinking on somebody surface do the thinking level. For them.
And they're thinking on a white ass kissing level, too. Because
exactly.
A lot of these niggas, y'all running around, man, see, black folks, we got to do better. And then that justifies them coming on in these neighborhoods and sweeping them down.
Yeah, because we got to do better, man.
Yeah.
Bring white daddy in.
Yeah, bring white daddy in. And white daddy's like, oh, well, the niggas told me to come get him. So
right.
Y'all, that's why y'all got to chill with that and see how's this stuff really being orchestrated.
Right.
Because it don't sound right when it's presented the way it's presented. It just simply doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
And we're not going to buy it. And you got people calling and telling you what's going on out here in L.A., showing you what's happening with this brother, what happened with my brother's store, and showing you some of the things that he was doing. And we all know historically, when you have black people on a grassroots level doing things like our brother Nipsey was doing, that's not liked by the dominant society.
Of course not.
When have we not been targeted for doing stuff like that? Let's look at history.
Like, go down the line.
Please.
You just go down the line with niggas.
Please.
Oh, that's crazy talk. How, nigga?
Right.
When have we not been targeted for doing great positive things on a grassroots level to uplift the community?
Right.
Every time.
That's why I'm saying, why is it so far-fetched? That's what it's like.
Yeah. And the
so
people,
annoying.
And again, some of the people who saying it's far-fetched are
crazy.
These are people. These are people who have an agenda. These are people who I think. You know, these sock puppet accounts that hops in the room, hops in the chat room with these bot accounts, with these fake accounts. Many of them are low-key white supremacists. You can tell by the real niggerish screen names they got.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking that scissor up 69 and shit. We black folks ain't shit. We just got to do better.
Yeah, you know,
they
thinking that's what we would write.
Yeah. You can tell it's extra niggerish. It's always a motherfucker with a do-rag and a pack of Newports in the picture and shit. Black Lives Matter. Like, stop it. We know who you are, nigga. All right, let's get the phone lines going back on, man. 818-850-5404. That is the phone line. Let me get my L.A. people. Call in. Let me know what's on your mind, Los Angeles. L.A. people. Let's get this one. Hello, what's up? Who's calling?
How you doing, Tariq? This is Mario from South Central.
Hey, Mario. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. One thing I want to say is how people are kind of missing the fact that the police have something called triangular phone tracking.
Yeah.
So what they could have did was use that a phone from that area or the cell tower.
Yeah.
And they could have, yeah, they could have pinpointed however cell phones was in the area, and then basically tracking to wherever they went. They could have been got this guy.
Of course.
A long time ago. So people need to look into that.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm like, they could have just pinged those cell towers. They know how to track people, man.
Exactly. Dude. They didn't want to. They don't want to get him. And
exactly.
If they did, to think about it, say he didn't have his phone. Yeah. If he didn't have his phone, well, then you would have to think that this is premeditated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But that was it. Good looking, big homie.
Man, much respect, bro. Let's see who else.
Have you seen they trying to, they filed a petition to rename Crenshaw?
Yeah, they filed a petition to name Crenshaw, that area, Nipsey Hussle Boulevard.
Yep.
Yeah. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, it's Dan out of Houston.
Dan out of Houston, what's on your mind, man?
Man, I just want to just say big up to you, man. You always bring in the truth. And yeah, we love Nipsey down here. He meant a lot. And it's just time to really just do a ban on all these coons.
Yeah.
You know, sellouts, any snitches, informants, and then anybody out here that's doing dusty behavior to anybody in our community. So that's all I can say, man.
Much respect. Thank you so much for the call. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Steve from Compton, but I'm in Dallas right now.
I remember you, Steve. How you doing, brother?
What's going on with you, brother, man? Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to say RP Nip, you know what I'm saying? I really low-key grew up with him, you know what I'm saying? We the same age. I've been listening to him since 07, you know what I mean?
No so, doubt.
I just want to say, being from L.A. and being out here, I be trying to tell people they don't understand the gang life in L.A., man. It's not what you see on TV and what people be betraying from other areas in the country, man. It's a whole politic to the gang.
Yes, it is.
And the way my dude went out, man, is not the way it go. Like, I've been trying to tell people, they've been all this, we need to stop all this gang violence. Man, that wasn't no, they took my dude out in front of his castle, man. That's a statement.
Yeah.
On Crenshaw Sunday. You feel me? Like, we don't do that. You feel me? Like,
real talk.
This is spot. You know what I mean? Like, it's deep, man. And I just want to tell everybody, man, we don't do it like that. You feel
real
me?
Talk.
It's a whole politic to how shit go out there, man. But appreciate y'all 100. Oh, my bad. How y'all doing, ladies?
Layla. No doubt.
My bad, you know. But yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, Tariq, also want to say, big dog, I'm with you on that documentary, but man, hey, we're going to have to really strap up for you on that one.
No doubt.
They're going to at you. But RIP, Big Nip, man, and 100, man, be one.
Thanks, fam. Yeah, my man made a good point, man. Yeah. The politics of the gang banging out here is way different, man.
Very.
And that's what I've been trying to tell people, especially folks who ain't out here. Y'all don't know. In certain these little other cities, cats do little bullshit or whatever. Out here, there's certain things you don't do. There's certain things you operate. If you hit somebody, you got to do it in a way that ain't going to make the block hot.
Yeah.
This dude made the whole hood hot.
Yeah, they're very serious about that.
Man, this dude, he made his own set hot. He made his own family hot. Mm-hmm. This dude got his own family killed. So that ain't regular.
Nope.
That's not how business is done on a street level out here. That's something else. When law enforcement then co-opted a nigga and made him do something, now that would make more sense. But just somebody doing that just to be on some gangbang, and it don't work like that, man. That's what we're trying to explain to people. But it's real heavy, man. But you got to understand, when you do certain things, you got to watch your back. People move funny with you. You got to keep your eyes open. You got to keep your head on a swivel. Because stuff happens, man. There's conspiracies out there. Certain things happen, and you got to keep your eyes open. Again, like I said, people done ran up in my spot. So I keep my eyes open every day. I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather be a conspiracy theorist than a victim.
I tell you that all the time, too. Yep. I worry about you so much, and people be worried about me.
Like, yeah, I know.
People be worried about me, too. Yeah.
But, like, for real, like, they...
Almost every other Tuesday, somebody comes here at the same time.
I mentioned that.
Every single Tuesday.
Yeah. They don't come here no other time, but right when, because I move around a lot, so don't nobody know where the hell I am for the most part. So the only time I'm on a schedule is really here. and almost every other Tuesday, y'all notice we're in here and some strange person comes in here trying to sell something.
A salesman, a UPS worker, an engineer.
Insurance person. It's always something real weird every other day. Hey, y'all want to buy some puppies?
Right. Like, random.
It's random as hell.
Who asked you to come here right
now?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If a team would be in there rude as hell, no. Tina's rude ass, which is good.
But yeah, I do. I worry about how we move and lives, and you know what I'm saying. All the live streaming and shit. Like, it's real.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
You speak the truth. And
yes, indeed. Yeah. Let's get some more calls in. 818 LA. Let's call in LA 818-850-5404. That is the number. 818-850-5404. Let's get this one. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Jamadian from San Bernardino.
Hey, brother.
Hi, Tariq. Just want to say, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, family.
All right, well, I just want to say thank you for all your sacrifices you've done for the people. I appreciate you putting your neck out there for us. I know it's nothing but love, so I appreciate you, sir.
Respect.
I want to say I thank you for your observation that you pointed out. All these people on social media with the self-deprecation, just speaking down to black people and putting onto us what, you know, one dusty man did to one of our giants, you know. You never hear about these white mass shooters. You know, when they killed just several people, tons of people, 60 people, you don't hear, hey, as white people, we need to stop being so violent, stop being, you know, so hateful towards other people. You never hear not one white person ever say that, but one black man dies and all of our celebrities are going out here speaking against what black people are doing, and namely black men, a lot of demonizing. So
yeah,
I thank you for your observation, sir. And you have a wonderful day. You, Layla, and Bree. Thank you.
Much respect, man. I appreciate you, brother. Let's get this one. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? It's D from LA.
What's up, D? How you doing, fam?
I'm feeling, man. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind, brother?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling the whole secret agenda situation with they trying to take Nipsey out on some conspiracy type shit, and feel like it's kind of a cash grab on his death with all this YouTube shit up with all this bullshit. Man, you gotta understand, if you live in LA, man, you know there's certain politics and things. So how many millionaires do you know that ticket on your corner liquor store or whatever that you can just be next to hanging out? Everybody, you know, they dudes don't like Sean. It's crabs in a barrel, you know. Like, man, he got too much. I don't like that. And you know, you just knocked him down. It's as simple as that. There's nothing else to it,
bruh. But why would he make the block hot like that? You know, dudes don't do no shit like that in broad daylight. You walk up and just knock him down, and you gonna make your block hot?
Nah, trust me, man. It's you know how many dudes sitting up in prison right now for doing the same exact shit.
Well, nigga, they do it on some drive-by. They try to be as low-key as possible. Doing that, the way he did it, he was making a statement. Dudes don't do that on a regular basis, man. They don't walk up on nobody with no mask in broad daylight on Crenshaw and do an execution-style killing and run back in an alley. Dudes don't do that, brother.
Now, I feel where you're coming from on that one, but on this note, if you see the tape, man, boy has some real hatred for the man. You going to kick a man in the head after you shoot him in the head? He really hated dude.
Yeah,
like there was something else to that. See, you got to understand, it was probably more politics to this than what you even know. You see what I'm saying?
But to do that in broad daylight like that, knowing that you're gonna make your whole hood hot, there has to be something else to that. I just don't look at it as he hating, and this dude just did this on a whim. He's hating. He did it on a whim, and he eluded police for 36 hours.
Oh, no, I feel you.
All right. All right. Come on, man. Y'all got to make this make sense to me. Let's make it make sense, brother. If he did this on a whim because he's a hater, that's the most thorough hater I've ever seen in my damn life. For this dude to elude police like that.
And we not saying he wasn't a hater.
All right, yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't a hater. I'm agreeing with you up until that point. I agree he's a dusty nigga. I agree he's a hater. I know he's a hitter. I know that. But how this nigga get the hell away and dip like that for 36 hours untouched.
He eluded the hood and the police. And the police,
right. Yeah.
The hood niggas couldn't even catch
Nobody right. can find this nigga in 36 hours.
Yeah.
Man.
Sound like he was
and then the police
off.
Wouldn't release no information until 2 days later. Come on,
he
man.
He sound like he was whisked off in like a helicopter or something. Like, dude. for real. Seriously.
Well, what? Supposedly he just got caught and the girl turned herself in, right?
Well, he just got caught today. They caught him down at a mental institution outside of a mental hospital down in Bellflower today. That's what we're talking about today.
Okay. Yeah, see, yourself. I didn't get wind of that one.
Yeah. But, all right, thank you for the call, brother.
Seriously.
So, go ahead, Layla.
No, I was saying, what hood nigga you know is just going to check yourself into a mental hospital? Just randomly.
Man. Yeah, that was, you know.
Y'all got to make it make sense. Yeah. Don't. Brandon.
Yeah, like, oh, man, he's just a hater. Well, damn.
Yeah,
there is haters, but it's still more to it. That's what
right.
we're
we know he's a hater,
we
but
know he
damn.
We know he hated the man.
We're not going to ignore the fact that this nigga was an informant. He's an informant. He works with the damn police. It ain't just a hater. This nigga works with the police.
Hater slash informant.
He's a hater slash informant slash killer. That superhero because this nigga then disappeared and eluded police. Come on, man. Y'all got to make it make sense, family.
Yeah.
Y'all got to make it make sense.
Yeah.
You know, I know that niggas like to have this super thug thing that niggas is just so gangster, it's on site. Yeah, but nah, like that ain't.
It's not like that.
No, it ain't not like no that. More. No. Yeah. No.
It's
no.
Too many goddamn cameras everywhere. You can't even
exactly.
Do you can't even cheat in
you
peace.
Can't.
Exactly.
The cheaters pull up on your ass. They right. done been watching you every block. Right. So how the hell you getting away right. with killing somebody?
Man. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Rome from Crenshaw.
Hey, Rome, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I was just down at the Nipsey spot yesterday, and it was just crazy to see how, like, extra the police and the media was trying to be and trying to instigate some shit. It was real peaceful, you know, nothing was cracking, and, like, you got everybody on social media, not even from the district, reporting it. Like, oh, it was a stabbing. It wasn't no damn stabbing. It wasn't no damn shooting.
Exactly.
Niggas just heard some glass break, and, you know, people just reacted in the crowd. But the police was hella thirsty the whole time. And, like, you know, I was over there with my niggas from the set and shit. And, like, I don't bang or nothing, but, you know, just niggas I know. And we all hurt right now as a city because it's just all like, bro, that was the closest shit we got. That was shit that wasn't afraid. But it's just as far as, like, the hit and shit, like, yeah, the hit was on some cold shit. And it's like, you know, both sides, you know, I know all my hood niggas is just like, they don't want to hear the government shit because they just hurt that way.
Yeah.
But I feel you on the, you know, if the nigga was in a snitch by definition, he got to be working with the police in his past. But, you know,
exactly.
Right now niggas is just hurt. You know, yeah, because it's just like you said, we all know hood politics. Like, that Nipsey was good on all kinds of sets, bro. He was just on the east side with the grapes.
Yeah.
Like riding the blue line, chained up, no security, no nothing.
Mm.
His face is known with the tiny lokes, the OGs, out of state people. So it's like, you know, but for the most part, I think people just hurt and shit. Because even catching the dude don't even feel like it helps the pain a little bit. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Because I know the hood wanted to get
but yeah.
The hood wanted to get
Yeah,
nigga.
And the thing that's crazy right now is the media is trying to hype up like a fucking L.A. war and nobody's even talking about that on the streets.
Yeah.
Like they did in the 90s with the East Coast, West Coast shit. The media's looking for some shit to instigate
exactly.
just to run their own agenda. And it's some real thirsty shit. But I ain't going to hold y'all on the line. I seen Reza down there. It was good seeing him
yeah.
and all the OGs. Y'all be easy.
No doubt, man. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. Good call. Let me see. The phone number again, 818-850-5404. We'll take a couple of more calls. Let me see who this is. What's up? Who's calling?
How you doing? This is Chris out of Central California. First up.
Oh, your phone line's going in and out, brother.
Say rest in peace.
Okay, yeah, your phone line is a little too janky, brother.
Not today,
brother. What's up? Who's calling?
I'm gonna do that.
Yo, what's going on, Tariq?
What's up? Who is this?
What's up? It's E.
Where you calling from, E?
What's good, baby?
Brother,
I'm overseas right now.
Okay, bro, you got to call back. E trying to sound sultry. This ain't the day for that. This nigga trying to sound like he taking a bubble bath and shit. Damn, E. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Spring, man? This is Poe with the Prince calling from L.A., man.
Hey, brother, how you doing, fam?
What's going on, man? Look, I just want to say one little thing right quick, man. I know everybody keeps saying, you know, L.A. about to be tripping, this and that, this and that. Look, man, that ain't the vibe. You know, right now it's kind of like a peace amongst the sets. Like, I don't want to say like a truce like it was like in 92, but right now, like, niggas ain't really tripping like that. Like, oh, you know, because we're going to get these niggas, we're going to get them niggas. That ain't what's happening, man. Right now, everybody just want to just cool. I mean, everybody heard from both sides.
Yeah.
Crips, Bloods, SAs, Asians. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the gang, not in the gang, church people, like, everybody is hurt behind this in one situation, in one way or another. You did.
No doubt.
So right now, so, you know, I just like, you know, I just get tired of people hearing, you know, I get tired of people saying, oh, you know, LA about to be fired. It's on the top. And no, it's not. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to.
Real talk. Yeah, because the people are really, they were going after dude's family. That's what I've been hearing.
Right.
You know.
And that's crazy because I told my son that the other night. I said, look, man, what's going to happen? I said, look, first of all, if Nip wouldn't have been the famous rapper, let's just say he was just a regular 6-0 nigga and, you know, the streets heard about it, the first thing going to come to, whether if you get along with 60s or you're one of the enemies, first thing going to come to their mind by the place where it happened, that is, oh, yeah, because when they're on homeboys, goddamn. Because that's just being right there, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they known for. You get what I'm saying? But, I just wanted to get that across, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, the city, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a peace right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? If you're a real NOTS nigga off the streets of L.A., then you know I'm speaking the real.
Yeah.
You with your homies right now, she up over there, them, her. Ain't nobody in their hood right now talking about, oh, man, we need to go get the so-and-sos, because that ain't what it is. And far as fool goes, that killed him, look, man, it don't even fucking matter, whether if it was a snitch jacket thing, if he was paid by the government. Hey, man, the homie gone.
Right.
And that's it. Everybody trying to do a little investigation to the situation, trying to figure out what happened. It don't even matter.
There you go.
Even if we do find out. Yeah. Let's just say we do find out, like, man, this nigga got chipped off $10 million. So what? Nip ain't coming back.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to get that across, Tariq. I love your show, man. I'm a new subscriber. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, ladies, how y'all doing? You know, y'all looking good as usual. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Tariq, I'm going. I'm going to open up the lines, man. Right. Y'all stay easy.
Did my dude do the player laugh? Did my nigga did the player laugh real quick. But I feel where my man is coming from. But I want to know, you know, I want to know all the answers, because I think that's something that Nipsey would want to know.
I'm so glad we got to meet him.
Don't cry for me, you ride for me.
Yeah, he wanted us to ride for him, and we riding for him. That's what we're doing. I'm a ride for the brother. That was the homie.
Yep,
exactly.
You dig? So I want to know who all is involved in this garbage, man. So we won't fall for the trap, because they're setting a trap for us.
Yep.
Whether y'all want to accept the conspiracy or not, they're trying to shade the whole hood with this bullshit.
Yep.
That's what it is. They're going to use this to demonize every little thing we do in L.A. Because we have been chill. We know that. We've been chill. We've been cool. But now they're using this to paint a whole big picture.
Right.
If you hear a bottle drop, oh, 8 people just got shot.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Come on, man. Damn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They throw this shit out there in the media, and then it circulates, and then by the time it didn't circulate 3 or 4 times, they're like, oops, I bet it wasn't no gunshot, but it's too late.
Right.
You can't unring a bell.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So we got to see what these folks are doing, man, what the image that they're trying to portray out here, and how they're trying to demonize us, and we have to know how to thwart that. It's okay to mourn. We're going to mourn, and I mourned, you know, when my brother got, like, shit, I shed tears, shit. But now it's time to do work and make sure that our image is correct, and make sure that we keep the lineage and the work that our brother wanted done. We keep that going.
Exactly. So how you feel about Nick Cannon stepping in and saying he gonna keep it moving with the
documentary?
I love
the
that
project.
Shout out to Nick Cannon. Much respect to Nick.
I feel like you should link up with him.
I should
link up with him, and y'all should do it together.
Absolutely.
I really
because,
feel like Nipsey would love
because
that.
Me and Nipsey were talking about doing.
I was gonna say that's
the
what the
Dr.
conversation
Sebi
was
thing.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep, I think that'd be a great idea.
But Nick, he been stepping up in a lot lately for the community.
Yes, he has. Yeah, Nick is a thorough brother, man. I love him.
Yeah, he's been showing a different side of him, and I always felt like Nick was real Nickelodeon
for
a long ass time.
For real?
Hell yeah.
I kind of seen a shift in him a while ago.
No, because no, the thing, when you see somebody as a kid, that's you think true. That's all you see right. of them. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then right. even on to his music and his movies, it's yeah. always been real poppy and like, I need but to that's be a part.
The, right, but see, when you see somebody as a kid.
That's true. I see
that kind of stick because then you see those Nick reruns over and over again. right. And then motherfucker grew up, and but you still seeing yeah, him as a kid for like true. 10 years. That's and then when you see him grown, you're like, oh, man. Do the all that dance, you know what I mean? Just like with Gary Coleman. Like with right. Gary Coleman, those reruns of Different Strokes came on for decades. About? Then you see him grown, and you be like, Gary, what you talking about, Willis?
Right,
then
right.
he whoop your ass.
And then I think that's what's happening with Shiggy. Y'all remember Shiggy, the dude that started that dance?
Yeah.
He be pissed when somebody asked him to dance. Yeah, now.
And wait, why? Saying. He be pissed?
Yeah, like you said, it's no respect. People don't respect him as an artist. Or, you
gotcha.
Know.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, I hope you do that with Nick Cannon. That would be dope.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes, that needs to happen. Yes, it has indeed. To happen. Yes. It is.
Nipsey would love that. I'm so happy we got to meet him and interview him.
I swear.
Like, oh my God. I'm just.
I hate that our video. No, I'm not gonna say that. I hate the circumstances
that the video is going viral. Yeah,
yeah, and because what he said was real shit. Like yeah. that should have been went viral.
Right.
Yeah.
But thank y'all for reposting it because people need to hear that side.
Yeah, real talk.
You know what? People need to hear that seriously. And yeah, he would have wanted that, man.
Sales went up over 3,000%.
Yeah, on this
last
stuff.
Couple
yeah.
days,
man. Yeah.
Prayers out to Lauren London.
Oh man. No. Oh man. Yeah.
I
yeah.
can't
prayers out yes. to
have you ever lost somebody that you was intimate with, like someone got killed?
Yes. You have? Actually, the guy that took my virginity.
God damn. What
yeah,
happened?
It was crazy because he wasn't from here. He was from Boston. So he was living with his uncle going to school out here. And it was funny because I called him one day and they said, well, that he went back to, he told me I'm going back to Boston for the summer. And I'll be back, you know, when school starts, whatever. And when I called him one day and they're like, I asked for him, I'm like, hey, is such and such there? And they're like, he's dead.
God damn.
How long were you dating him?
Probably like a year.
I dated somebody for 7 months and he was executed. He was killed.
God damn.
And just the toll that took on me, and they've been dealing since 2014, Lauren and Nip.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just like, I
she loved that man. She
oh, yeah.
loved that
for sure.
man.
Yeah.
That was her boo, her soulmate, her man. Everything.
I felt her soul
me
leave
too.
Out of her body. I felt that.
Me yeah. too. I felt
my
it
soul
for her.
Left out of my body
and
after
she's
7 months.
She's a Sagittarius. Exactly. So we know how we love. We know how we love, man. Our
yeah.
prayers go
so
out to her and
absolutely.
Her kids and everybody, you know, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
You know. But anyway, let's get, should we take one more phone call
yeah,
before we get out of here?
One
more call.
One more call.
We'll take one more L.A. call. L.A. 818-850-5404. Let me get my L.A. people to call in and chime in, man. Love hearing from my L.A. folks. Love to hear from everybody, but
yeah.
right now, we're giving L.A. that platform. I got to fix these damn loud phone lines, though. L.A.
You
all right, let's get this one. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Topa from Long Beach. How are you guys doing?
Hey, beloved, how are you?
I am so good right now. How are you guys doing?
We're
I
good.
Love you guys.
And what's your name again?
Sopa from Long Beach.
Sopa?
Yeah. Yes, from the east side of Long Beach, yes.
Are you a Latina?
No, I'm not. Okay. Cambodian.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That's a cute
okay.
name.
Sopa. Okay, so what's on your mind, Sopa?
You know what? I'm so you know, really hurt and throbbed by the whole situation from Nipsey. When I heard the news, that really, really, like, took my spirit to another level.
Yeah.
And I felt that, you know, I felt the pain and the suffering that from everybody was going through. And I have my own theory as far as how he passed away, too, and how he died. And to me, you know, he literally got disrespected in front of his whole people. And, you know, how he died was a statement. It was stance. It was not just the way he got killed, which is ruthless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to me, I feel like that was such a disrespect to him. This guy was unarmed, you know what I'm saying, chilling.
Yeah.
And his basketball shorts and a white tee, not flossing, not dripping with golds and diamonds and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the video was surfaced, seeing him, like, literally getting CPR done and just his lifeless body. Just like, my God, that just kind of, like, tore me up.
Yeah, that was hard.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel, because I got friends that actually know, you know, Nipsey and from the 60s and rolling 60s, and they were saying a lot of different things. But to me, I feel like you got to look at it. What if kind of, it's deeper than that, right? You got to look and see what is going on with, you know, supernaturally and naturally, we're all in warfare, right?
Yeah.
And so is it a statement from the devil or is it a statement from God? Like, what is God trying to tell us? And what the message is, are we getting out of this situation?
Yep. There you go. Thank you so much for the call, Sobel. Let me get a couple phone lines up. Get some more LA folks, LA. 818-850-5404. Call up LA.
Hey, if you ain't got no LA area code, he is.
Yeah, I'm looking at them LA area codes. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, Tariq is W. We chopped you up another night about this situation.
No,
and,
I remember.
You know, right. So shout out to the ISM crew, all the ladies and all that. But like I was saying, it was just as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? And Nipsey kind of has to play a role in this situation that led to his death because, you know, he pushed a line on the nigga and he wasn't having none of that. This nigga's a known body catcher and he's mentally unstable. You know what I'm saying? And then if Nipsey's trying to transition to being a celebrity businessman, he don't need to be politicking out there like that because he disrespected the man in the store, told him, you a snitch, get the fuck up out of here. And this nigga was like, wait a minute, nigga, I'm still a gang member, nigga. I'm really about this life. So he came back and let Nipsey have it. You know what I'm saying? It was just that. It was that easy. It wasn't no Dr. Sabi documentary, gematria, all this number kundalini shit like you said. Niggas was lost on that.
Right. So we got to ask. Since this dude was a snitch and everybody I've talked to who knew this dude says he's a snitch, he's a known informant, what was he doing around Nipsey?
Right. That's a valid question if you want to get into that and do some research on that.
Okay, see? Yeah, because I'm asking all the questions. Everything you're saying, I feel you, but the fact that he was a known snitch and Nipsey knew he was a snitch and Nipsey was like, I don't want you around. And this known snitch who's known to cooperate with police comes back, does this brazen murder in broad daylight, execution style, just going back and forth, running back and forth to make sure Nipsey was dead. Then this nigga disappears for 2 days and didn't nobody catch him. And all of a sudden they catch him at a mental spot. You know, we got to ask questions on that, bro. You feel me?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a little fishy because when you ever heard a motherfucking gang member after getting caught up in some shit like that, you know, getting caught outside a mental hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what I said. Exactly. It's crazy.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
All right, man. But Dub, did you email me, Dub?
No, I ain't emailed you yet, but yeah, I talked to Darrell like the other week, so yeah, he cool, he doing all right, but I'm going to see if I can holler at him and get you an interview.
Yeah, email me, man, because I need to get some pictures from them, all right?
All right, for sure.
Be good, man. One more. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, what's good, Flex? This is Chief Johnny from L.A. I'm in Boyle Heights.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, Johnny?
Hey, I'm well, man. How y'all doing? Hi, ladies.
Hello. What's going on?
Ain't done much. I just wanted to say, like, I get the street politics shit that niggas are saying, but I think the point that you just made is the point that everybody's obscuring, man. The nigga was in the shop. How the fuck, Nipsey didn't go up to the shop all the time. How the nigga even know that he was there for the first part?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the point that I think people are forgetting. Of course, the street shit could happen,
yeah.
But why is the nigga even there in the first place? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that people are purposely there saying, it ain't no government shit, because... Why the nigga, it's just some street shit. But why was the nigga there? It's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
And then when niggas saying, the government ain't that deep. Y'all think, I've heard some niggas saying shit like that. I'm like, have you guys even studied your history? You guys even know how involved the government is and everything? Especially when it comes to powerful people and people like that, they kill budding leaders. Like people are trying to say it's Malcolm Martin. This nigga Nipsey was more like a Fred Hampton type, a budding leader
who
was like going into the community, really trying to change shit. And it really just pissed me off. It made me so mad because like the conversation went from reparations to fucking black on black crime.
Right.
And niggas out here
Real shit.
And niggas is acting like that ain't a plan. Like niggas didn't plan to do that shit.
Right, exactly.
Man, this shit just had me so shook, man.
Yeah.
I was like, this is exactly what they meant to do. It's to distract us, to get us to start talking about our people and ourselves when it's not us. And that fuck nigga does not represent us at all.
Exactly.
So like that shit, that nigga was a whole community was hurt by that nigga.
Yeah.
So like fuck that shit, bro. That's all I wanted to say.
Man, much respect, like, man. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, y'all.
Good call. That's nobody can top that one
there,
man. But we gotta understand when y'all talking about ain't no conspiracy, do y'all know they've been doing conspiracies against the gangbangers since the fucking 70s.
You have a lot of documentaries on that.
Man, yeah. Dude, they had Raymond Washington and Tukey on the alpha list in the early 70s. Man, there was an alpha list with the police. They had a list of gangbangers that they were supposed to kill when they saw them. Sure this goes back to the 70s, dude. The fuck y'all talking about? Ain't no conspiracy. They've been having conspiracies.
They always have a list. They always have a list.
They had lists for years on these bangers, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop being naive and not believing that this thing goes deeper than what it goes, man. Right. This thing is deep.
It may not end up being the Dr. Sebi thing, but
it could be. Because I haven't even mentioned the doctor. I haven't said nothing about the Dr. Sebi thing.
Right.
Because there's so many other factors there that we got to look at before we even get there.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, just on a local level.
Exactly.
And what he's done.
Yeah. Because I know how the police operate, man. Hell, they done ran up on my ass. Right. I know how they operate. Right. So look, man. We got to keep our eyes open. Don't be afraid to look outside the box at some of these people who might be orchestrating some of this stuff. And we don't take the bait. We don't be up here like, we need to do better. That's what they want us to start talking. Yep. We got to keep our eyes open and understand there can be bigger hands at play puppeteering this whole thing, man. Anyway, we're going to get up out of here, family. Ladies, what y'all got going on this week?
I'm going to be helping out the Baron J Foundation with the kids this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Do some with that and just try to recover from this whole Nipsey Hussle thing. It's like really taking a chunk out of my spirit, especially me being from LA. And like, it's just taking a lot out of my soul this week.
Oh, yeah. It's been heavy.
Yeah. So.
And what you got going on, Bree?
Same old. But I just want us and everybody else to take away from this is that we did lose a soldier, and we still have to celebrate his life and what he contributed to our society, our community, the LA community. I'm not from here, and I feel it's just as bad as everybody else. I'm just like, I feel so honored to have met him. He was here almost a day to this month, like March. Yeah. It was literally a year ago. And just like dropping gems and being just the most genuine, loving, you know what I'm saying, person you ever could meet. And it's just like, it's real fucked up. It's real messed up.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, we're going to pull through. Everybody's going to pull through, man. The energy is going to, upgrade. And, you know, we're going to do the right thing. We're not going to fall for it. The community is going to still stand together. We're going to keep the dusty Negroes about the mix and not let them define us.
Don't let them define us
exactly, and we keep on doing what we're supposed to do. Anyway, guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, go to buckbreakingmovie.com, family. Go to Buckbreaking Movie. Be a part of the new documentary we're working on called Buck Breaking. We're going to start production on that after Hidden Colors 5. Buckbreakingmovie.com, and be a part of the crowdfunding, and we're going to holler. Peace.